Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So that party, remember where we were at? So everyone went out. The police are coming. I saw red lights.
Yeah.
First time ever I've seen red lights.
Yeah.
Right? I look one way and you were right beside me. I turned, you're full out sprinting. You and Josh are You gave me no warning.
Fam, it's like common sense, bro. Like me and Josh knew what time it was.
Nah, but like the thing is, you didn't even warn me. I turn around, you're gone. You're gone. So I start sprinting. I'm like in winter boots, fam. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I can't catch this guy. I've never seen you run like that fast.
Cause we're running from the police, bro. That's the first time we ever ran from the police.
No lie, my hair was going crazy. Cause I saw red and blue. I'm like, what the f*** is going on? I froze, but y'all knew what time it was. Y'all were deep in time.
No, cause me and Josh, we kind of have that. We think the exact same.
Exactly.
Like you can even see on the podcast, we think the exact same.
That's fast.
Like whatever I'm doing, like he already thought of it too. Yeah, like we're on the same like wavelength.
Yeah.
Like I move my foot, he moves his foot already.
No, cause it was probably like you guys both saw it. Coordinated. Boom. You both ran.
Yeah, we cut.
And then here's the thing. So you and Josh split
we
up.
We split up.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, shit, should I follow Josh or follow? I'm like, I know Carlos more. I'm gonna try and run and catch him.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro. That shit was the funniest thing ever. And you know how I told you that my coworker
knew
about the podcast? It's so funny because after the meeting, she's like, yo, you have a great customer service voice.
Oh, really?
She said that? Because you know how the customer service voice, you're like, oh, welcome to Ryerson. How may I help you?
Right? Yeah.
And then she watches the podcast. She's like, yo, this is actually how you talk.
I think I have like a deep enough voice where I can just narrate shit.
No, you can't. Right? Imagine like those ebooks.
Nah, I'm not that level.
I would buy a Carlos ebook.
Yeah.
Pause. But yeah, I would buy a Carlos ebook.
Yo, but going back to the police.
Yeah.
That was the first time you ever got in like trouble though, right?
Oh yeah.
Or like,
but it was not even trouble.
Weren't even in trouble.
Yeah, we weren't even in trouble. Wait, did you tell me to hold it? Because I think I remember, you're like, yo, Gavin, carry my bag. I'm like,
Wait, did I say that?
Yeah, I think you did because I was holding on to something.
Wait, what? That was, no, I didn't.
No, you did because I remember holding your Versace bag. I remember that gold Versace bag. That's, yo, because I remember we were at the party and
I didn't tell you to hold it.
No, we were running during the party when like the cops were coming. They're like, yo, you're like, yo, hold this for a second. I'm like, for a second. That shit better be 30 seconds, man. We're on dip. I'm throwing your bag.
Nah, okay. I remember it was like another party. I gave it to Sophia. I guess it's Sophia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you did. Everyone held that Versace bag at one point out of the party.
And then one time it was like Michael Orlando. I remember that. I remember that one like so clearly.
I don't know why though. But it was funny because at one party too, we were still all inside.
Yeah.
And then we heard the cops coming and shit. And the man started panicking and like jumping over the fence into other neighbors and started booking it down.
Where was this?
Or was it the one where we ran from the cops? I think it was that one.
Okay, but every single party you went to, the cops showed up.
Yeah, I know.
Like if the cops didn't show up, it wasn't a party.
Yeah,
it was a get together.
I know, fam. Oh my gosh. I remember that the Dino party.
Oh yeah,
the man got stabbed.
Yeah, that was
I was like, oh.
That was fun. Oh, I'm surprised that happened. Like, it didn't even seem like that type of vibe.
Yeah. Yo, let me tell you a story about that too.
Yeah.
So this is the first time, you know how you leave your shoes at the front door, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I stole something.
I took
someone's clean white Air Forces and left mine.
Yeah.
And I was in the car chilling. I get a call from Eric, one of my boys. He's like, yo, do you see my like Air Forces? I'm like, wait, size 11?
I took Eric's.
I'm like,
Air Forces,
oh bro. Shit. And I took his.
When do you take the pure monies?
I don't know. I want to clear Air Forces.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Wait, you left Air Forces? I mean, pure monies there?
Nah. I wore some shit. I never wear nice shoes to a party.
Word.
especially one of those parties, yeah, never wear nice shoes.
That's one thing you taught me. Because I used to wear, like, I used to go to parties wearing, like, my best shit.
Nah,
like, wearing Jordan.
The only time I wore really nice shoes was Denzel's party.
When was that?
This was, like, grade... This is grade... Early grade 10.
Yeah.
But Denzel had a huge party. Mm-hmm. And then that was the only time I wore nice shoes because I knew Denzel. And then, like, that was our ends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I could wear it, like, on my feet. That's not going to be a problem. But, like, in, like, other parties... Mm-hmm. Where I don't know everybody, it's gonna be like,
oh, for sure.
Nah.
Especially in
Canada. It's not safe. It's not safe.
Especially in Canada, you have, it's like polite to take off your shoes at the door.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like US, mm-hmm. in the US, you don't take that shit off.
Yeah.
For some reason, it was weird.
Mm-hmm. I remember at Denzel's party though, we ended up going into the school, you know, the Bannon school?
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
So one of our boys, he was there at the party and he has the keys to the abandoned school.
Oh, what? How? How do you obtain something like that?
Nah, so like they found their way in. They found their way in.
Yeah.
And then they found keys inside there to the school. Mm-hmm. So they're chilling in the school whenever they wanted.
What the fuck?
I said this in Josh's podcast, remember? There's like a whole war there too. There's like a turf war.
There was a turf war, yeah.
Those mans, they were part of the turf war.
Nah, that would be sick though. Abandoned school just chilling there every day.
Yeah, we brought like we even brought like, you know, Christian and like all the
Major Oaks guys.
Yeah. No, not even them, like Michael Dillon, all these mans, like Ethan. They all ended up coming over here just cause we spread the word.
You should have threw like a big ass party there.
Nah, but it's dangerous, bro.
Why?
Like eventually there was like silent alarms and shit.
Oh really?
Yeah. And then like neighbors would call police and shit.
Oh, okay.
Because it's in an open area, right? Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm like snitching on myself still.
Nah, you're not. It's, you don't go there no more. So
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we can't disclose the school. They don't know where it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I never got to? What are those parties where you go in the woods? What is it called?
A bush party?
Yeah, bush party. Those are so like weird, fam.
Why?
Like, you guys are all just chilling in the forest? Like
in the summer, it's a vibe.
I guess.
In the summer, it's nice.
I guess.
As long as like it's not bugs and shit all around.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the right spot, it's cool. It's
yeah. Because cool. I had someone call me like, yo, this bush party is so whack. Can you come pick me up?
Mm.
And then I actually went. And yeah. I had to follow this weird ass trail. I'm like, what the is going on? The circle of people. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
People smoking it up and shit. Like,
okay, yo, you know, you watch Project X, right?
No.
Damn. Okay. So in Project X, it was pretty much this like high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents were going out of town. It's a classic like, oh, let's throw a party, right?
Okay, yeah.
But his party ended up being the biggest party ever in the country. This isn't a movie.
Yeah.
But ended up being the biggest party in the country. Mm-hmm. And he had like rappers showing up. He had like the news showing up what and shit because it was so big.
Yeah.
And it was literally like the craziest party you could imagine for high school.
Yeah.
And people were on the roof. There's like flamethrowers and shit.
Flamethrowers?
People were like Molly, you know?
Yeah, Molly.
Crazy. Dog,
yeah. I think after Corona, fam, you can really cash out on like a big ass party because that's what everyone wants to do.
I know. I think they might go crazy with it.
Oh, 100%. But I feel like that if you get the vaccine and shit,
yeah.
Like, unless they're going to start forcing men to get vaccines. It's like, oh, if you don't have the vaccine, you can't come into this party.
Yeah, probably. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Like,
but how do you prove you have a card?
You see this dent right here? You see this hole?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, maybe a card.
Like a hologram.
Yeah, a card.
Like, I got a shiny vaccine.
I got the shiny vaccine.
You got this.
Facts, bro. You know how much power that shit holds? The black card, what is it called?
The Black Amex?
Yeah, the Black Amex card.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of those?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen just bare videos like, yo, I'm rich. I have this Black Amex card or whatever it is.
Doesn't mean there's money on there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I guess.
Bro. I can just paint my card black.
Yeah, I guess, bro.
The rich people, there's this metal, though. They drop it on the table and go, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, that one? Yeah, yeah. I've seen that shit.
That one's sick.
Yeah.
That one, those are, like, for billionaires. Those are for, like, mm-hmm. Elon Musk type people.
Oh.
Okay, if you had all the money in the world, mm-hmm. you're going to throw a party. Where are you throwing it?
Oh, on a tropical island.
On an island?
Like, surrounded by water. You have to come to my party on a boat.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So you get lit on the boat. Once you hit the party, boom.
I wouldn't, so you said a boat?
No. So you come to the party.
On like an island?
Nice tropical island.
Mm.
We have the island for ourselves, you feel me?
I think I would throw a party in IKEA.
Oh my, why?
Damn.
Low key, IKEA. That one,
think about it.
Hide and seek would be prime in there, fam.
Nah, but like all the furniture and shit.
Yeah.
Like if we can have a party and just like crash everything,
mm-hmm.
IKEA?
Because
it's so big enough where like you can go so many different places.
That's fast.
You can have your privacy. You want privacy. You can have like a lit zone if you want, you know?
That's actually hard.
You can have a nice turn up spot like in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Fire. Like a mosh and shit. Like,
I wasn't even thinking about that. Because
you have all the money in the world, you know? Do, like yeah. Literally unlimited possibilities.
Yeah.
Either that or for me, it would be, you know those airplanes where like it's zero gravity?
Zero gravity airplane?
Yeah, yeah. You go in the airplane and then like it's zero gravity and everyone's like floating around like space.
You would do that there?
Yeah.
What?
Imagine taking shots and then it's like in the air.
Yeah, you're like...
Imagine how crazy that would be.
Nah, that would be hard, fam.
No, you have all the money in the world, right? Mm. Like unlimited.
Damn, that made my answer seems like so boring. You're talking about shots in like zero gravity. Hold on.
Or even like a zoo. Imagine like a zoo party.
The zoo would be fun. Imagine you're just in the cage with the.
That's dangerous, though. That's dangerous. But that's kind of lit too.
Nah,
because I can see man's like taking the monkey and.
Oh yeah, yeah, and just having it by their size. You've been to those? What do you call those?
What?
When you drive around and like the animals come to your car.
African Lion Safari.
African Lion Safari. Yeah, yeah. Those I've never been to.
Yet. You never been to that?
No.
Damn.
I've been to something similar like that too.
Yeah.
But it was like. Controlled in a zoo, but like the lion like started going crazy and like they had to start like stop it.
Oh, because really?
He was coming up to the cart and like damn, scratching him. I'm like, oh shit.
You never went there as like a kid?
No.
Because I remember like so perfectly, like we used to go in the it's kind of like a tour.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the animals can come up to your car and shit. You can even roll down the window. I don't think you're allowed to.
Yeah.
But we did. We rolled down the windows.
Fuck it.
And then like the fucking zebra would put the head in the car.
Yeah.
And we'd like feed it chips and shit.
Yeah. Chips, dog?
And the monkey, we had like bananas and we'd give it up.
The closest thing I got to that was like a petting zoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Where you feed it.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have one animal as a pet, what are you gonna have?
Oh,
like an exotic animal.
I think I was gonna ask you that question because I was searching up like the craziest pets.
Yeah. Oh. Did you know fucking there's more tigers in the United States than there is in the wild? Did you know that?
Like roaming around just loose?
Yeah, there's more tigers in the United States than there is in the wild.
In the wild. Oh, in the wild. Holy
Isn't
shit.
Isn't that crazy?
You know in Florida there's bear alligators and shit?
Yeah,
and
for
like,
sure.
And like there was a video of a crocodile in the resort's pool.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then they all had to evacuate. They're like, what the fuck is an alligator?
Fuck? I didn't know that.
But yeah, if I had an animal.
Mm-hmm. As a pet.
The first thing that came to my mind was, you know how Mike Tyson has those.
The white lions?
Yeah.
I mean, no, those tigers.
Yeah, tigers. Yeah. And he has the pigeons or something like that.
Yeah, pigeon. Like anything. It could be like aquatic. It could be like a mammal, reptile.
I'd probably have like a big aquarium. And just stuff it with like platypuses.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like Perry.
Yeah, like Perry.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Just a bunch of them, though.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do?
You know, it'd be dope if you can have an aquarium with those anglerfish. That'd be sick.
Anglerfish? That's dangerous, man.
No, in the aquarium though, you just look at it.
Yeah.
Or jellyfish. Jellyfish would be kind of cool.
Jellyfish is kind of lame though.
Jellyfish?
Yeah.
What? Jellyfish are sick. Because they glow. They glow.
I never understood the hype of jellyfish though.
They look so cool, fam. You never seen a? You ever been to the aquarium in Toronto?
I would skip that shit. I mean, I go past it, but I'm like, alright, that's
really
cool. Yeah.
Damn, that's just so mesmerizing to me. Like, I'll stop and like appreciate it for a while. I'll just stand there and like,
really,
I'll like take it in.
I never got the hype of that, to be honest.
But it's literally like a live object and it's like glowing.
That's it. Like, well, what's the?
I don't know, bro. It's like
I get. To each their own, fam.
Yeah, that's true. So that's your pet platypuses?
Hell yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Because they can walk on land too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just have a mini Perry.
Yeah. I think I want like a kangaroo, fam. Like something.
Yo, your answers are fucked in it.
something that's not gonna. Like kangaroos can fight, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not saying kangaroos won't harm me.
Oh.
But I'm like saying, like if you can train a kangaroo to be like chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like as a friend. Imagine I had a kangaroo friend like right beside me.
Yeah, no, that would be hard.
And then like, yo, pull out the strap and like reach in this pouch. Yeah. This guy has the strap in his pouch.
This guy, what the fuck? I never thought about like that too. Have you seen kangaroos fight? They're crazy.
Yeah, yeah, they're crazy. They like kick and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Or even like a baby kangaroo. Imagine a baby kangaroo.
Have you seen the inside of a kangaroo though?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I thought it was gonna look like furry and stuff.
No, it's like just flesh. It's not nasty, but it's like flesh.
Yeah, there was a TikTok where it goes in and
it's like an armpit.
Yeah, it's like an armpit. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly like it.
Yeah. It's either a kangaroo for me or it's like gonna be like probably just a lion. Honestly, like something I can pet. You know what I mean?
Feel cool, I guess.
No, like the pet, you know, like the mane.
The mane.
Or imagine riding like a zebra. Like a horse, you ride a zebra like a horse.
That would be sick too. Yo, or if unicorns were actually real, I would have a unicorn.
A unicorn.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Imagine just
you can just get a horse and tape some shit on his forehead.
But a unicorn is way cooler. Like, you know it's like real. But yeah, if I had a unicorn, I'd be like, yo, attack. And then he would just go and run into someone if I needed to.
That's true.
That'd be fire.
Yo, take in my uncle, right?
Yeah.
In the Philippines, he has his dog. He has a Rottweiler.
Okay.
And he got into a street fight in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And his dog, he attacked the guy that was fighting my uncle so badly that he had to go to the hospital and he had to get surgery. And he had to pay like a huge amount of money.
His dog.
Because his dog like fucked him up.
I mean, yeah, they're the best. Like, that's the best security, fam. If you have a dog.
Imagine you're in a street fight and the dog just comes at you. And then like fucking gets you right in the ribs or
big
something.
Big dogs too. Not even the small ones.
Yeah.
Like the big dogs. Now imagine you and a unicorn running at you 100 miles per hour. Ready to puncture you.
Okay, but a unicorn is so big though.
Okay, yo, imagine how cool you would look riding down on a rainbow unicorn. Just...
That's pretty dope, but like...
I could envision like Uzi doing some shit like that.
Because like, Uzi's a fruity guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, riding around on a unicorn with a pink diamond. You know where he got that pink diamond though from?
What?
I mean, he... You watch Steven Universe, right?
Nah, I don't
The cartoon?
Nah.
Word. So there's like this anime character.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
The cartoon character, that's where he got it from. The cartoon character had like... It's called Pink Diamond, I think. That character, like, it's...
Well, a lot of people did it, like, Tsunade from Naruto.
That's what you said at first.
And, like, then, and then Vision, obviously from Avengers.
Yeah.
But, like, it's definitely... Because a lot of cultures used to have the, like, the jewel.
Yeah.
Like, it's not implanted, but it's, like, a jewel on their forehead, you know? True. Yeah. So I guess he kind of took like inspiration from that.
That's right.
It's like the third eye thing, right? It's pretty much just third eye.
Yeah, people were saying it was either from a cartoon, an anime, or like the third eyes. Mm. But his, you know, that video when he was rapping and then he had the pink cardigan to match it in Steven's universe.
Yeah.
Steven had this exact same like jean jacket he had.
Word.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he takes bear like influence.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, and people are saying that he's the one who's going to kill Pink Diamond.
Okay. If you can have something like implanted.
Oh.
Like, what would you get?
Fam.
Like a body modification to make you like a as cool as you want. Something so extraordinary.
I would do like hair.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, I can switch it to anything I want at any time. Would that count?
I don't know if that counts. Okay, I don't know if that counts.
Maybe that's like something else, but like a body modification.
You know what I get, bro?
What?
I get like the Sharingan.
Of course you would.
Like something I can blink and then like Sharingan, blink away.
Word?
Imagine that. That's so sick, bro.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
Cause I always thought like, knock on wood, but like, you know those people that have a missing eye?
Yeah.
And then they have to get like the fake replacement eye?
Yeah.
Imagine how cool that would be, like, you have a Sharingan one. I think someone has that. I think I saw it on TikTok. Someone has it. It's so sick, bro. Really? It's so sick.
I get like a silver foot or what? Some shit like that.
Silver foot?
For Taekwondo, since we covered
it. It's made out of metal or is it just...
it's made out of metal. I'd be the hardest kicker out there, fam.
Fam, you wouldn't be able to kick though, because it'd be so heavy.
No.
You wouldn't be able to kick.
It would be like a good weight to allow me to like lift it up and shit. But like, if it kicks you in the face, then you're... So in street fights, imagine in street fights.
Why don't you just like put steel toe?
I guess.
man made his whole foot metal. What the? So steel toe boots, dog.
Why not?
Oh, I seen one where like they implant metal in their knuckles, so it's under their skin.
Oh, it's under their skin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cheating.
That's dangerous.
That's
dangerous.
You see, remember that boxer who died because someone cheated and had something under their glove?
Oh no, he didn't. He didn't die, but he got like
Brain damage.
Yeah, he got like brain damage. Permanent brain damage. That's fucked up.
Yeah, bro.
Or like, imagine Wolverine claws. That'd be sick. I think that's one thing. Okay, like, if I'm a mutant or some shit.
Yeah. Wolverine claws would be hard too. But we're just regular people. That shit will never happen. Unless we're...
No, never know. What if in the future we can do these modifications? Because I think eventually, we're becoming so advanced, we can change shit. We can change our body chemistry. We can change like our cells.
Yeah.
We can even manipulate growing cells. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we can manipulate, let's say, you know how they cloned a lamb?
Yeah. And then
they can put shit in it to like modify how it grows.
Yeah.
Like, they can grow it with, like, an extra arm. They can grow it, like, bigger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Fam, even, like, computerized cars, everything now, like, have you driven in a Tesla?
Yeah.
All computerized, fam. Mm. Like, so now, imagine a hacker gets into your car. Like, I'm cool with, like, the GPS navigation system in cars. Yeah. Like, that's cool. But once it becomes all computerized, fam, imagine the government starts controlling where you go and where not to go.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's scary.
I know. But that's the thing though, because as long as we still progress in technology, there's gonna be those dangers. Because when we evolve, right?
Yeah.
There's more shit that comes out that we never knew would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like we didn't hear about computer viruses until like the 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
before when the internet first came out,
yeah,
like we weren't wary of these dangers, but now we know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So as technology progresses, there's going to be more and more dangers that may come with it. And yeah, that's just reality, right?
And wait until smart houses become like really smart. Mm-hmm. And then we're trapped in our houses because like of a software update.
Nah, that's
And then imagine what a hacker could do.
Yeah, yeah.
Technology, very fucked nowadays.
I know, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. I still want to fly on a hoverboard and shit. Want to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's so much shit. Like in the 80s, mm-hmm, remember in Back to the Future?
Yeah.
They predicted so much shit that
they did
that would come out but never came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's still like cool shit. Like, why can't we have that yet? Why can't we have that?
Skateboards, I know. Ride that shit so bad.
I guess they is like just impossible to make.
It's not though. If you have the right amount of money, anything's possible.
Well, hoverboards are.
Yeah.
Hoverboards are impossible.
Bro, when the Segway came out, everyone was freaking out because, oh, that's like, okay, we're gonna rise up from the Segway,
yeah,
with wheels to now, okay, maybe like
weird. That was such a weird moment in time.
Yeah, yeah, it was though.
Because it was like, it was kind of futuristic, but it's not.
It's not. It was just taking out the handlebar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it's like, are we gonna do this from now on? Yeah. Nah, it wasn't even like that. Yeah.
It was like a cool trend, and then everyone made fun of it. It was like, yo, look at that.
Like during Vine.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that lame-o on a hoverboard, right?
I know. Now it's like, yeah, cringe. Like it's you see a hoverboard is cringe. Yeah, right. Do you think if we get to the point in the future, mm-hmm, where we have things like, you remember in WALL-E, everybody's in the chair and shit?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So do you think when we get to a point like that where a lot of people are doing that, mm-hmm, do you think it's gonna become uncool?
Uncool and
because let's say. Just like how the Segway, just like how, yeah, that shit came out. Mm-hmm. It was so cool. Everybody wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, I would kind of want that too. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like,
100%,
to, yeah, float around the fucking room,
mm-hmm, yeah,
in a chair. But I think, what if there's always the edgy person in the room that's like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to do something else.
You know? Get what I mean though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always that person that's like, nah, that's not cool no more.
Yeah.
I'm walking my feet now.
Yeah.
See, that's so weird to say though, because in the future, we're not thinking about it right now. We're thinking about the future. In the future, it's gonna be so normalized, and then it's gonna be weird to walk on your feet.
Maybe the Segway, it didn't come out at the right time.
I guess. Would you say that? Nah, but I think it was gonna come out anyways.
Yeah.
But it's just that like, it's not something practical.
Yeah, because it's not practical. There's always something else, like,
right? Mm-hmm. And even like the WALL-E chair,
yeah,
it is practical in a sense, but it's still also unpractical.
Okay, that's it right there. It's not practical.
It's practical, but unpractical at the same time.
Yeah,
it depends how we view it, though. If everybody's doing it, mm-hmm, then it's gonna be like, oh, that's so practical. It's everyone's doing
Once it becomes a trend, like,
yeah,
that. Yeah, because it didn't become a trend. No one was riding it on the streets. Mm-hmm. You see one person, and then it was like, what is he doing? You
know? Exactly.
No, the flying chair would, yeah, I don't think it would like, mm-hmm, be cool.
I'm surprised like Heelys didn't become more big.
It had its time,
but I'm surprised that that's still not a thing.
But okay, how about the jetpacks on the shoes? So when you can just now you just fly around like
that's Astro, dangerous as fuck,
like Astro Boy.
That's dangerous as fuck.
But you know those guys in the water? They have those things, the jetpacks in the water.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Where
that's
you
cool.
Go up, that's, mm-hmm, sick.
It shoots down the water.
Yeah. And then you fly up.
But something for like day to day life is hard to like. I don't know if there's anything like that that we can use in day-to-day life.
Day-to-day life?
Because the hoverboard was the thing, like, everyone's like, oh, we're all going to be on this now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not really. It didn't happen.
Because we can always walk, you know? What's one, like, technology that you would want to see to, like, help you through your daily life?
I had an invention in my head. Uh-huh. I think this is a thing now.
Yeah, okay.
But I always thought, like, when I was younger, like, I can go to the washroom and then my mirror will, like, talk to me. Like, you know, mirror on the wall shit?
That's fire.
It will talk to me and be like, oh, Carlos, how are you doing today? This is your schedule. Yeah. Oh, you have to do this, and this.
Yeah.
All right. You have to brush your teeth for 2 minutes because last night you ate a little bit of this, so you have to brush a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like a smart mirror. Imagine.
That's kind of like Siri, no? That's just a Siri
but like it's more like the Iron Man shit. You know the Iron Man shit where it's like it can predict shit and like tell you exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Not that would be hard too.
That's practical.
Yeah, that's practical. That's very practical. I think someone made that.
I think someone had to.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's just gonna be too expensive for everybody. Mm-hmm, that's the thing.
But it doesn't talk to you. I think the mirror just tells you the weather and like what time it is.
Mm-hmm. But I guess we need AI still.
Yeah.
Cause Siri isn't like complete. Yo, imagine Siri was like complete AI where it's like Jarvis from Iron Man.
It knows exactly what you're gonna do.
You ever watch Her?
No, I've heard of it though.
Bro, you never watch. Okay, so when this movie Her, mm-hmm. it's starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
He pretty much, he's a guy in the future.
Yeah.
And the whole society, they started using artificial intelligence to do their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So he had like a AI on his phone. It's mm-hmm. kind of like a Siri.
Yeah.
But this Siri is transferable from like a computer, from a phone, from everything, from like media in your home.
Yeah.
And pretty much what it was is just like a person. It's literally like me talking to you, but it's AI.
So you have a companion by your side.
Like a companion. Yeah. And then eventually in the movie, he falls in love with her and then they have a relationship.
What?
Yeah.
With AI.
Yeah, with AI.
What happens at the end? Like,
I don't want to spoil it, but in Blade Runner, it's kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. But in Blade Runner, it's even crazier because it's way farther in the future where the AI is actually like a hologram. So you can literally like see her in front of you
In front of you? Yo, imagine during quarantine, you would never be bored again.
Yeah.
Nah, that's like, what's that movie with the white blob?
Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6.
Yeah, it's like, except, it's kind of like that. Like a real person.
Yeah.
And then, in that movie, oh, fuck, I don't want to spoil it.
Not spoil it.
But you get emotional, you know what I mean?
Get so sad because you know it's not real.
Yeah, exactly. But what the AI in the movie was really towards was, like, lonely people.
Yeah.
Which is true. There are a lot of lonely people that let's say don't go out there and then make friends, make relationships with people. Maybe that's a way they can do that, you know?
There was one movie. Have you watched Love Alarm?
Nah.
So there's this Japanese movie, I think.
Yeah.
So they create an app.
Oh, wait, I saw this.
So they created an app.
That's a Korean movie, right?
Yeah, I think so. So if you walk by a person and they like love you or something, you'll get an alarm. You'll get an alarm on your app that says this. There's in a 6 kilometer radius, someone likes you.
Yeah. You know, they did the exact same thing in Rick and Morty.
What?
Yeah, the exact same thing.
Oh,
but in Rick and Morty, it would give you like your soulmate.
Yeah.
And you would be soulmates with that person. Like it would tell you, but it would change. So after you meet that person, it would change to another soulmate. But it just so happens like it actually is your soulmate. It keeps changing.
But what do you mean? If you have one soulmate, that's your soulmate. Why would it change?
Nah. Okay. Listen. Okay. All right. A soulmate is soulmate, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's say your soulmate dies.
Okay.
Will you have another soulmate? Yes or no?
No.
Who says you can't have multiple?
I don't know.
Who says you can't have multiple? There's no rules.
There's no rules.
So in Rick and Morty, it was like, that's your soulmate. You go find your soulmate.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's another soulmate.
Replaced. Nah, bro, you can't say that. There's only one soulmate, fam.
You think there's only one soulmate?
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Maybe there is.
Remember that theory that I said on Stereo?
Yeah.
If you have the exact same birthmark as the person, that's your soulmate?
Yeah.
So remember that there was a girl that I had in my live who I randomly picked, right? And she came in the live and everyone's spamming, yo, she has the same birthmark. I didn't even notice.
She kind of looked like you, though.
I was like, wait, what the is this me? But yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out my soulmate, bro. But yeah, technology is fucked. Even the shit that you said, I don't know, in like the past episode of filters, fam, deepfakes.
Yeah.
When they take all your pictures on social media and they mask it onto someone's body. Mm-hmm. That shit is crazy. Because I watched the Obama video.
Yeah, it's so real.
And the Charlie D'Amelio one, looked exactly like Charlie, bro.
I know. That's the thing. Like, we're gonna start seeing more dangerous shit come out from technology.
Yeah, bro.
But at the same time, all of this good shit's coming out, there will be a dark side to it. Yeah. I mean, like, filters in general was like a cool innovation, mm-hmm. but there is a dark side to that.
Yeah.
Right? Just like fucking when they created the atomic bomb, bro, it's so crazy. I watched a video of when the scientist that created the atomic bomb, mm-hmm. he did like a whole speech. He was like, I become the destroyer of worlds.
Oh, hell no. This was actually him.
Yeah, this was the guy.
Okay.
He's like, and it's so true though. Because mm-hmm. he created the atomic bomb.
Yeah. Like you press that, you launch it. Whatever you want is gone.
He said it. He's like, I become the destroyer of worlds.
Oh.
Or he said something along those lines. It was like scary and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's like.
But he wasn't even saying it as like to be scary. He was saying it as like a, I did this.
I have this power.
Yeah.
Bow down. You feel me?
Not even like that. He just said like, I did this, and I don't know if it's like I should have. Yeah. Why did I do this? Why did I do this? And it's so true, because I remember reading a comment in that YouTube mm-hmm. video. It's like the mouse never created the mousetrap. But why would humans create atomic bombs
to trap other mice? Why would a human want to
trap other mice? And then a human create an atomic bomb, which can kill all humans?
People are evil, bro.
Crazy, right? Like, yeah. if you think about it like that, we're, like I said this already, but we're not even working together as a human race anymore. We're not.
Yeah.
We're not. And I think it's going to take something like a fucking alien invasion or like something out there for all of us to like realize again. We're together. Mm-hmm. It's not like we should be separate. We're together.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to take something like that. You know what I mean? It's going to take like a threat.
You know, there was the leak of the alien attack. Like, I think we talked about this or you didn't. There was some leak about an alien attack. Mm-hmm. And then how that plays to the theory of Lil Uzi, why he put the pink diamond on his head.
Why?
So when the aliens finally come down, he can blend in.
What the fuck?
Be like, no, I'm with you guys. I was watching this video on the conspiracy theory. Yeah. Exactly when that leak came out, he put it on his head.
That's jokes.
but yeah, the internet is funny, bro. Well, once I got into like the subreddits and shit of just searching up conspiracies, it gets deep, bro. I feel like I was just reading pages of your book. like fam.
Of my journal.
Yeah, like you know why Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee said he died of a painkiller, right?
Did he?
Yeah, well,
he died of a heart attack, I think.
No, I think he died cuz he took some painkiller and he died.
Oh shit, really? I didn't know that.
But they were saying that the Chinese mafia actually killed him because he was giving too many secrets about the martial arts to the West that they just had to
That's crazy.
I get him out.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's crazy that you didn't know that, cuz I thought you would.
Nah, I don't know everything. Yeah, just like the ones that come across.
Your brain is just a Reddit up theory. It's like, <"Ding-ling-ling-ling."> Like I say a word, plant, and then like your brain would like, okay, the file of a plant would come up, plant theory. And then it would come out.
No, I think what it is just I daydream so much. Yeah. So I always think about like weird, like creative shit, I guess. Like out of the ordinary, like what could that be, you know?
I daydream too, but it's like.
Like sometimes I'll look at a leaf and I'll be like. What if that leaf has like its own world on it, and there's little like green men that work there, but they're so minuscule that we can't see them, and then when we look at them on a microscope, it's so small that we still can't see them. We only see the atoms.
Shut the fuck up.
See, I can just say some dumb shit like that.
Yeah, and low-key, the people would believe it.
No, but the way I say it, you know,
it's like, shut up, bro.
You know what a famous quote is?
What?
I forgot which comedian it was, but it's he said, it's never really what you say, it's how you say it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Like how you said, you can sell a bag of shit if it's the
exactly,
right marketing.
Exactly, exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So if you say like the right tones, I guess, because if you really study like how to speak and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and then you study like what people like to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It gets dangerous, bro.
Like the best talker in the world can convince people like bread causes cancer. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's like the most, because that's a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to convince people and shit, like the world is yours.
That's like literally shit they teach you in books. That's literally the secrets.
Yeah, like imagine you can go up to like a bank teller and just like convince a bro to give you $25,000.
I'm gonna blow your mind right now. Okay. People know this.
Yeah.
That's why you see these people controlling everything they have. You can see these people with empires. They built it upon that.
Mm-hmm.
They built it upon like how they can communicate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That shit's real. It's not like a fantasy. Like, people do that. People spend their lives to do that because the outcome is that, right?
If you have a proper network and you know how to talk to people.
Exactly, yeah.
That's like a cult, you know? You can really just start a cult by basing off your network and just talking to people.
Yeah.
That's one of the most important things in life. If you don't know how to network, fam, like, I feel sad, bro. Like, you should really go out and just go network and talk to people.
Mm-hmm. But some people, they don't put themselves in the positions to grow kind of that skill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there a lot of people, they're stuck in, they're very comfortable. They don't want to step out of their comfort 100%, zone. 100%, yeah. So when they're in that comfort level, it's very hard to, like, see past it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
See, it's very hard to see, like, the benefits after.
Because all you're thinking was like, oh, I'm going to just stay here because I'm safe.
Yeah.
What happens if I go out and I fail? Mm. Like, they're too scared to go out, you know?
A lot of those people is because they haven't tasted failure. That's why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why.
Bro, the most successful people failed the most.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Like,
how many L's did I take when I was in, like, first year university? I took so many L's.
A lot,
was an ongoing joke that I took so many L's, remember?
But the thing is that you knew how to take those L's and just...
Yeah, like, keep it moving.
the most important thing, you learn from it.
Because
you can take an L, but you don't... Sometimes you don't learn from it. And
yeah.
You just make the same mistake, but same mistake.
Mm,
right?
That's why every single L, there's always a lesson learned.
We've been through all that pain, bro. Like, you don't see this... You see all this success, bro? Like, no, bro. Like, we've been through real pain, dog.
They only see the finished product.
Yeah, they don't see... They don't see all the hard work, the pain you've gone through to get there.
Just like in a, let's say you go to a gourmet restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And you see the fancy dish that they made in front of you. Mm-hmm. Like a beautiful steak with, like, potatoes and, like, vegetables, right? Now, you didn't see what came out of that, what was in the kitchen. Who knows? What if the kitchen was fucking, like, the nastiest shit, or, like, the hardest working, they're, like, sweating, blood and tears, like, putting into that dish.
Yeah. And people are going to criticize it. If they see one little thing,
yeah,
but they don't understand, like, how much effort it took to get those ingredients to make that shit. You just gotta work hard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta really work hard to the point where people stop and look, because you're in competition with so many people.
Yeah.
You gotta be the best. Because, yo, I don't even watch tennis like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if Serena Williams goes on, I'm gonna watch. Because she's so good at what she does that I'm going to just go watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. Like, the goats in their industry.
And are the best at what they do.
Yeah.
Like, the best.
Mm-hmm. You can appreciate, like, how good the natural talent that's in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fam. Like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not a big UFC fan, you're going to stop and watch Conor McGregor.
Exactly. but Conor McGregor also is a case of, like, he's really good at marketing too.
Yeah.
He's a classic, like, market.
Yeah.
He's the greatest fucking, like, shit talker. Or, like, trash talker.
It's not Tekashi? Tekashi out here dissing King Von and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Meek Mill.
Yeah.
He's going after all the big names.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. But the thing is, Conor McGregor, he trash talks, but he also fights. Tekashi's not fighting.
But he's proving himself, but he's proving himself with music, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's going Billboard. That's his proof. He doesn't have to fight. That's his proof.
I guess.
Something like, would that compare to it?
I guess, but I always think of it like, you know when you see those guys on the street that talk a lot of shit?
Oh, yeah.
But like when it comes down to a fight, they won't fight?
Like me?
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's people in the world that will talk so much shit, but they can't, like, live up to what they say.
Yeah.
But they can't, when it comes down to it, they're like, nah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it actually comes down to it, right?
Yeah.
So Conor McGregor's one of those people where he'll trash talk and shit,
but he'll back it up.
But he'll still fuck you up. You know what I mean?
100%.
He'll still fuck you up.
Yeah.
It's not like Tekashi's talking all this shit, but, like, he's not throwing hands with you.
Yeah.
So you can look at it both. That's how I see it, but a lot of people don't look at it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It depends, like, who you are, like, how you perceive things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the fact is, like, Tekashi doesn't have to go out his way to fight. Like, he doesn't have to do that. But I guess he is talking all this shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Right?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, when it comes down to it, he's going to be on his knees like, oh, don't touch me. You know what I mean?
You think?
Yeah, what the fuck? You think Tekashi's going to fight?
You never know. Yeah, he would. He's from New York.
Nah, Tekashi said in an interview himself. Like,
oh, he wouldn't? Yeah, he wouldn't? Okay. Damn, I had trust in
Tekashi. But that's why I have, like, I have respect for Tekashi, though, because he's not afraid.
Yeah.
He's not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's all an illusion.
Holy fuck. It's a big illusion, fam. Like, he's playing with all of our minds right now.
Yeah. Yo, I bet you, though, there's some people in, like, ancient history, or not even just ancient, Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about Napoleon era and all of these, like, wars that happened, Stalin. I bet you there's some people that did that shit. Like, when there was kings and, like, castles and, like, the medieval times.
Did what, though?
There were some people that talked shit. And then they're like, yo, you can't touch me because I'm in this castle. It's like the Takashi of fucking medieval times.
Yeah, the revolution. That's so funny, fam. They weren't internet bangers back then, fam.
No, but there was, like, real beef. There's real beef where, like, they'll kill you. Yo, do you ever watch that movie, The King?
No.
It's with Timothy Chalamet. You know Timothy
Chalamet? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So he did a movie, The King. I think it's, don't get me wrong, it may be King Charles.
Yeah.
King Henry. One of those kings, right?
Yeah.
This is, like, long, long time ago. Uh-huh. So medieval times. Pretty much what happened was the French supposedly sent him a ball on his birthday. When he was king.
Okay.
And that was pretty much to symbolize that he's a boy because gave him a ball, right?
That was
and
a diss?
Yeah. So he took that. He took that as like a disgrace.
Yeah.
Okay. Not only did he take it as a disgrace, his kingdom saw it as a disgrace.
Oh, right. So they were fuming.
So they were mad that he's not going to do anything. So he's like, okay, I have to go to war.
I have to now.
I have to go to war. They're clowning me. They're clowning me. They're calling me out.
Because they rolled a ball in their kingdom.
Yeah. They gave him a ball.
Yeah.
So he's like, we're going to go to war now.
Damn, just because of ball?
Because of that.
That's crazy. Now it's a tweet.
Now it's a tweet and it's not even like real violence.
It's not.
See, because when it comes down, look, a lot of this shit, a lot of like, let's say bullying, a lot of like internet drama, it's never physical anymore. You know what I mean?
It's not, that's
why they have this false illusion where they can talk all this shit and nothing's going to happen to them. Yeah. It's because they haven't touched violence. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They haven't touched like real violence. I'm not saying Takashi didn't because he's definitely seen violence.
Yeah.
But like some people, when they talk shit, they don't understand like there's some shit they can do to you.
Remember the Tekka interview?
Yeah.
Where he's like, I got guns or something. And he's like, no, I don't have any straps. Yeah. And he's like, I drive Tesla. No, I don't have any cars.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
I saw
bro,
that.
Like everything now is you can really just fake it until you make it.
See, it's all about the marketing, right? Like we don't look too deep into it. Yeah. But if you actually, it depends on the person, like I said.
Yeah.
If you're the person to like look into it, like, oh, is he actually living up to what he says?
Yeah.
Then that's when it's a problem because that fan that thought you were doing all this shit is going to be like, wow, it was all fake this whole time.
It was a sham.
You know what I mean?
Bro, I heard that concerts, like marketing too, concerts don't book rappers based on how big their chain is.
That's true, obviously.
Which is crazy. I'm like, wait, what? I didn't know that though.
What do you mean?
Like if you don't have a chain on or like a big enough chain, they won't book you.
Wait, what? No, that's not true.
No, they did.
That's what you're saying?
No, I remember watching it in an interview.
Yeah.
With like YBN something.
Nah,
like,
that's bullshit.
No, they won't book you if like you're not showing like this money and all this. I guess that's where it plays in. Like, okay, if they don't see money, then
okay. But like,
I'll find the interview.
But numbers don't lie, bro. Numbers don't lie. So in my opinion, if I'm gonna book somebody, I'm gonna look at their numbers rather than fucking their jewelry.
I guess.
Like you can have you can have like a laptop on your chest off of a chain, and I'm gonna be like, nah, if you only have like a certain amount of listens, obviously I'm gonna choose fucking like someone like Billie Eilish. She doesn't have no chain.
But then you see those guys who dress up as rappers and get on the stage, bro. So sometimes it works, bro.
Yes.
Like you can dress up fake chains, fake grills, fake everything and still get up on stage.
Right? You think the image of a rapper is gonna change?
Image of the rapper?
Because the image of a rapper has been the same for a long time.
What, like the thug, the...
Yeah, the only time it's really changed was when X came into the game. That's when kind of the image was changing. Because like the emo rap.
I was going to say emo type
like,
thing.
Like Trippie Red. That was when it started to change. But like now it's kind of back to like, it's mans with big chains.
Yeah.
I mean, grills.
It's becoming more feminine.
You think so?
Yeah, the chokers, the grills. No one had stuff in their teeth. Like diamonds and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, yeah, you're right. Even Young Thug.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. What do you think is going to happen with the future of like performance artists? Like how do you think... things will change after COVID.
But they would just go back to their regular concerts.
You think it'd be like a regular concert?
Big festivals, big all that.
Did you see like those virtual concerts and shit?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so lame. They're all like the rapper would be on stage and then we'd be performing in front of a big screen with like 20 Zoom people.
Yeah.
It's so lame, bro.
I know.
It's so
lame. Not the same.
It's not the same. Bro. Well, what's that big concert that they always hold Rolling Loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rolling Loud was not it. Like, you see all the flaws in the artist now because when they're not singing, they're trying their hardest, but they're out of breath and shit.
That's the thing. Because a lot of the time when we see rappers perform, It's just the music playing and then they're just lip syncing.
And they're like, yo, let's go.
Yeah.
But now they actually have to perform.
Yeah, that's true.
And it looks so, it's so awkward, fam.
One of the greatest performers though is Travis Scott, bro. Have you seen Travis Scott? He actually raps it.
Really?
Yeah, he actually spits. Like he
No,
actually...
I haven't seen a virtual Travis concert yet.
Oh no, like just like on stage. Just watch any of his live videos.
Oh yeah, 100%, yeah.
Like he spits, you know what I mean?
He's the one that's doing everything.
Even DaBaby. DaBaby's nice too.
And his raps are so fast. Yeah. I don't know how he does that. Did you see as a you a bitch, JoJo Siwa a bitch. You a bitch, JoJo Siwa
a bitch. Yeah. I don't know why, bro.
That's so funny. It was like, yo, JoJo Siwa pulling up to the baby's crib.
And she's taller than him too.
Yeah, I know. Hella rappers are, yo, Megan Thee Stallion is like, if you compare to the baby, they had like a little video.
Yeah.
She's super
tall. Is she like 5'8", something like that?
No, she's like, yeah, actually, yeah, 5'10", something like that. Mm. But like built.
Yeah, she's built. She's built.
She looked like she would like sit on the baby.
Yeah.
And like nothing would happen. Yeah.
Slow it down. Yeah. Sit on the baby.
You know what memes killing me, fam? The Woo, yeah. The Woo guy, the yo, I watched.
Oh, Jimmy Woo.
Well, that was the.
You watched WandaVision?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah. You know the theory about WandaVision?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Which one?
I know all of them.
You tell one. Actually, let me tell one.
Okay, go. You go.
So you know when Wanda went into Agnes's house?
Yeah.
And they were playing Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
One of my favorite shows. Yeah, yeah. So that represents the Infinity Stones.
Mm-hmm.
So the red character, I don't know his name, represents I think the Power Stone. The pink one represents the pink one represents a power.
There's like four of them.
There's
right?
four of them, but they all represent
or five.
Yeah.
Because there's six infinities. Yeah, yeah.
But they all represent the stones.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing a song, the Jumpy Jump song, which indicates how Wanda was traveling through time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, and then one part of the theory you forgot was there were five of them.
Mm-hmm.
One was missing, which was the robot.
The robot, yeah.
Which was Vision, because Vision was occupied.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I have a theory for WandaVision, though.
I think I've seen you like it.
In WandaVision, they're doing a lot of things with the multiverse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the new Spider-Man's going to have all three Spider-Men. You know that?
Oh, no, I did. I see an ad. Yeah.
And in Doctor Strange, they're going to introduce the multiverse with all of these new characters, right?
Yeah.
This is just a crazy theory.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably not going to happen. But my theory was that, because the actor for Vision,
mm-hmm.
he said he's going to work with a new character and the actor he always wanted to work with before, yeah. but he's never got a chance to. And Wanda, like the actress for Wanda, she said that there's going to be a cameo in the show that's as big as Luke Skywalker showing up in Mandalorian.
Oh,
so
shit.
Luke Skywalker, one of the first character in the first movie of the franchise, mm-hmm. showed up in Mandalorian, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's comparable to the first character of Marvel? Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
So they're going to bring back Tobey Maguire for the multiverse.
For the multiverse?
In WandaVision.
Oh, that would be hard.
Imagine, bro. Imagine we see Tobey Maguire in WandaVision.
It low-key might happen, fam.
It might happen.
It's not even a crazy theory. Like, I see that happening.
Yeah, because they're playing with the multiverse and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tobey Maguire is going to be in Spider-Man confirmed.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Doctor Strange confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to lead, and WandaVision is supposed to lead up exactly to those. So we might see Tobey Maguire in WandaVision. Because she said it's just as big as when Luke Skywalker was in Mandalorian. What's just as big?
Whoa.
It's got to be that.
Remember in the Avengers?
Yeah.
When Spider-Man came on the screen, everyone's going crazy.
Exactly.
Everyone's going crazy. So now everyone loves Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like that's the GOAT.
Yeah, Spider-Man, he's the one that... The first Spider-Man movie was the Marvel movie that made everyone like, okay, superhero movies are
it's
a thing.
Cool now, yeah.
Yeah, because they did it with X-Men. They did it with like a bunch in the past, but it wasn't to that level of like everyone's like on it. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
But when the first Spider-Man came out, that shit changed the game for Marvel movies.
It was a wave, fam.
For superhero movies in general, it changed the game.
Till this day, I still love watching Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it'll ever get old to me.
It's so nostalgic, too.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... It holds such a special place in your heart. It's like sentimental.
Yes, bro.
Right?
Like I played the video game where you could just freelance. That was my favorite game because you can just go wherever you want and swing around. Like
a free roam.
Yeah. Like free roam games, bro. Like that was the best. And then shout out to the hey yo, who the fuck? If you know.
I saw this in the Valley Village store. In the thrift store. I'm like, yo, I have to get this, bro. Yo, who the fuck?
Hey, yo, who the fuck?
Who the... Yo, Abby, who the fuck is... Yo, who the fuck is this? Yo, let me get two steak and cheeses, my G. Who the fuck...
Classic meme.
That's one of my favorite Vines, bro.
That was the best one, man. I miss Vine, bro. Like, I remember searching up, like, what are Viners doing now? King Batch is doing pretty good.
Yeah, they're all doing really good. But, like, the top ones, like Logan Paul, Jake Paul,
yeah,
they're killing it.
They came from a 7-second video. Take that in.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Mm. And that's going to be the same thing with TikTok, bro. It's the same shit.
My friend texted me today. He's like, yo, I got 200 followers off my brand just because I posted a TikTok. And then I was telling him that he should go post on TikTok because he has TikTok-worthy clothes.
You feel me?
Like, it would blow on there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, I should have done it earlier. I'm like, yo,
shout out. I've been saying that.
Like, oh. So he's like, I'm like, shout out me, but shout out Carlos. You feel me?
Because no one did that at the beginning.
Yeah.
No one did it because it was only like a dance app.
Yeah. You think TikTok's gonna have pictures now?
I don't know if they're gonna have pictures. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna be more social.
You know what? Yeah.
You know how Instagram's so social?
It is, yeah, yeah.
But TikTok's kind of missing that little bit of
it is
a little bit.
Because all you can do is kind of scroll and comment.
Yeah, yeah. But once it touches that,
yeah,
I think it's gonna change.
Yeah, because no one uses like TikTok DMs.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not cool. That's what Instagram's known for. Kind of TikTok have stories. It doesn't have stories or nothing like that. You can just go live.
Yeah, there's no stories. There's no.
Yeah,
stories.
Like they're missing something. But I think once it has,
I don't know. But the big ups like on the. What do you call it? The creators, they definitely know what's going to work. Yeah. And I feel like they're holding it off for now because it's still working. Because they don't want to change anything until like shit kind of like dips, you know?
Yeah.
Did you know Polaroid? They had the patents for film cameras. Or no. Was it film camera or digital? They had the patents for digital, but they didn't want to use it until they stopped selling their film.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
So they had it. They had it in the bag already. It was already invented.
Why didn't?
They didn't want to drop it because the film was still doing so well.
Yeah.
Right. Because the moment they come out with the film, the moment they come out with the digital,
they can't use film. Right.
They can't use film no more. So they're shooting themselves in the boot. You know what I mean?
What's really popular is coming back. Is like people are going. I guess kind of, but like less high definition, but everyone's using those old cameras now.
Yeah.
Film, like they want to look, their pictures are old.
Cause they want the raw edge
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause there's such a like, there's like an art to something that was handmade or if it was like,
I get people,
raw edit, you know?
People get attracted by that, I guess.
Cause when everything's so clean and so cut perfect, it's nice to like look back at like the raw edge. It's nice to look back at like the unfinished kind of work in progress.
Oh yeah,
because even with fashion, look at fashion, it's a lot of work in progress shit.
That's all it is though.
Mm-hmm.
It can always be improved.
That's why I think VHS's and shit are coming back, because we miss that kind of like old view of TV, because everything's so perfect, crystal clear HD, fucking 8K, this
sometimes
and that.
It gets kind of okay, let me switch it up.
It gets tiring because we're so used to that. We kind of like miss the old, you know?
Yeah, it's just trends. It'll come back.
That's with everything, though. That's with everything. I think nostalgia will always hold a place in history.
Yeah, that's your favorite word.
Yeah, it is.
Nostalgia.
It is, though.
Yeah.
But it will always hold a place because, like, look at cars.
Yeah.
The classic cars they're always the most sought after.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the older cars, even like the imports and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it always goes back to nostalgia. They want to chase that effect of the past and bring it to the future.
Because the... I guess nostalgia is just, I want to go back to the feeling I had back then when I had this.
And it's always revamping, you know, it's always like, because as new shit comes out, the new shit back then becomes old. So just like Trap Queen with Fetty Wap, that shit's nostalgic now. But imagine saying that like a few years ago, that's like nostalgic.
Yeah, I mean, Trap Queen never went, like I could still listen to that right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So Trap Queen, like if you said that a few years back, like, what the fuck? Nostalgic. Yeah. What are you saying? Nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, it's nostalgic.
Because that 2015, I don't know, 14, 15, 16 era.
Yeah, that sound is different.
Yeah. And it was like, that year just reminded you of happiness. So you go back to that song.
Yeah.
You get happy again.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot of artists and songs that, like Bobby Shmurda. You know why I think Bobby Shmurda is going to do so well this year?
Why?
Oh, it's because everyone's thinking back at when he dropped the track.
What's his hat? I think the best meme that he could do in a music video was his hat coming back down.
Yeah.
Landing on his head and he starts rapping.
That'd be sick.
He should do that. Bobby, yo, do that, please. Because the internet would go crazy over that.
Fact.
But shout out, Bobby's out now. Oh, this is the time where Corona started.
Was it?
It was early March.
Oh yeah, it was though.
So saying it's been a year. This whole time, so in a year of Corona, what's like the biggest lesson you learned?
Biggest lesson I learned?
Yeah, in this year, since we're having a Corona anniversary.
It's like a lesson I always knew, but I actually like lived it.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson I lived was there's always a silver lining to something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And that proves it. You know what I mean? This proves it.
That's true.
There's always a silver lining. Like, sure, just let's say something bad happens, right?
Yeah.
There's always something you can take back from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be, it's not like, this is the end, this is it. You can change from what that was.
Yeah.
Be better.
Always going to be a bigger opportunity,
mm-hmm.
even though there's like a bump in the road.
And another big lesson I learned was really appreciate what you have.
Oh.
Really appreciate the moments that you had in time.
Mm-hmm.
Like going out, we took that for granted. I mean, going to parties for granted. We took like meeting people on the street for granted, concerts and shit.
After this, I don't think I'm gonna miss any motive. Like, you want to go look at geese? I'm there.
Fam, remember in the summer, like, I wanted to do everything every single day.
You're the main line, Carlos said, yo, what's the motive?
Yeah.
Like, I'm bored. Let's go do something. Everyone's like,
I know. And the men's wanted to stay home play games. I don't want to do that. I know. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't the type to just like, I'm going to put my head in the game and then I'm just going to like play my day away. I can't do that anymore. Like, I want to go out and see what's out there. I want to go make memories because I know memories are going to last me my lifetime, mm-hmm. not just moments on the video game.
And I see everyone starting all these businesses. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good that everyone's trying to go get their money.
That's the silver lining of Corona, of the lockdown.
Yeah.
Was like, everybody's like, okay, I have this extra time. What can I do with my extra time?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. Is building your own business.
Yeah.
Something like that. Side hustles.
Yeah. I think if I didn't have this podcast, I think my social skills would have been like toned down a bit because I wasn't talking to people. Like, I was just always in my room. Like,
Word?
Imagine just going out after a year of just quarantining.
Yeah.
Just talking to your friends on thing. Like, I'm a bit rusty. Like, I'm kind of awkward, but yeah.
This is good. Yeah, that's kind of true because a lot of people were inside so much.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to like go back.
I know. Yeah. Imagine that day comes where boom, the government says, okay, Corona's done.
Mm.
Everyone can go outside. Imagine how hectic that day would be.
I know.
Mask off by Future, number one charts.
It is. It's gonna be.
Number one in the charts, fam. Like, what was like the first thing, bro, you're doing?
The thing is, I've already adapted where it's like,
You're full on quarantine mode. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, you can have that.
We can continue this for like a couple of years. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna do my thing.
100%.
But sure, it changes, then sure, like, I'll do some stuff, but like, I'm not focused on, I can't wait until like shit's over. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be me. I'm going to be like, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, me too.
When it's done, it's done.
It's done, yeah. And people wouldn't get that because it's like, yo, why though? You don't want to go outside, but we've done it for like, okay, we know kind of the ins and outs of quarantine now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stick to this plan until it's over.
That's the thing, right? Like, there's always something to it. There's always some silver lining to shit that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You just always have to, it's like half empty, half full. Are you gonna look at it half empty or half full? And a lot of people, like, yo, when you actually look at a glass, those people that see half empty and don't see half full, it's actually a serious thing.
It is.
Because that really tells you your mindset is different.
Mm-hmm.
If you see half full, then it's half full. If you see half empty, it's half empty.
Yeah.
Like, next time you guys are just have like a glass on your table, just look at it. I mean, and if you see half empty,
you're gonna have to change
that. Then maybe mindset. That's a wake up call, like, you've just changed my mindset.
I know, but the thing is, like, okay, if you were to give advice on someone to change their mindset, where would you start?
Where would I start?
Because it's hard changing your mindset from going always negative to always positive. Like, it takes time. Like, what's one trick that helped you kind of?
For me, is putting myself around the right people and not necessarily physically.
Mm.
Not necessarily physically, but the content that I consume.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to take in the content that's good for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to just watch like stupid interviews, like stupid shit. I'm going to like take in the shit I can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why I always like shout out fucking Gary Vee, Joe Rogan. Like, they teach me so much.
Yeah.
I learn from them. It's like almost like they're my friends.
Yeah. You learn a lot from them. Then you learn from school, fam.
Right. Like,
it's just crazy.
It's kind of like going back to the AI friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a virtual friend. They're like my virtual friends.
Yeah.
You know
they
what
are.
Mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're my virtual mentors because I study them. I like listen to them talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm around them more than like people, my other friends.
Yeah.
Just because I consume their content, right?
Yeah, and social media too is big because a lot of social media is really bad. It can like take a toll on your mental.
Exactly. So some people, they're taking in the content, but it's not the right content.
It's not the right content.
Right? Yeah. They're taking in the stupid content that doesn't like build them up. It doesn't like change them.
Yeah.
It just puts them in worse positions or it puts their mindset in like a shitty position where you don't see the better in things, mm-hmm. right?
Something that was really powerful that someone told me was, he's like, I'm feeling lonely in quarantine, but you and Carlos were are like my virtual friends, and you guys keep me like sane. And that shit is so
yeah. crazy. That's what I love, bro. Like
that whenever I read something like that, that makes me go even harder.
Yeah, facts.
Like it inspires me to just go out. Okay, this is what God put me on the world to do. I'm gonna just go keep doing it.
Mm. The one thing I always tell like to my family is like, a lot of kids out there, they just need like a big brother figure to look up to.
They do,
like,
yeah.
If I can just be that, then that's good enough for me.
You're the oldest.
Yeah, thing, I am the oldest.
But I didn't have like, I guess a cousin that I looked up to. But it was like you and all my boys. Mm. Like you were my big brothers to me. Mm-hmm. And I learned from you.
Yeah, fam. Just remember, guys, like.
Keep your circle.
Know what you're learning from and know the people around you.
Yeah.
And try to be the best out of that.
When I was coming up on this fashion stuff,
yeah,
like there was only like one person that really like push it out, go push it out, because he saw the exact same thing as me.
Mm-hmm.
Like BG was the only one who like, even, you know, my ideas are kind of crazy, but he always said, no, push this,
yeah, because
he knew it. So I'm gonna make sure like when I'm up, bro, like first my family and all my boys, especially mm-hmm. BG, like mm-hmm. he eats too.
Yeah,
you got to keep people like that in your circle because there's not a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
You want to end it there?
Yeah,
that was a good episode. Yeah, stuff.
All right, go follow us on Instagram. Oh, I got to shout out all the people on my live because I forgot to do that. So if you follow me and Carlos on Instagram, we do crazy stuff on there. We had people shaving their eyebrows, eating cat food, jumping into the pools with eating pellets.
Yeah, go. Go. Oh! Anything for the hoodie.
Go.
All right.
Go.
Oh, shit was crazy.
Go follow us on Instagram.
Yo, thank you guys for tuning in. Jumpers jump out.
Deuces.